1400 and 96.9 FM presents Candidate Forum 2024. Your questions are welcome at 342-5863. Candidate Forum brought to you by ESP Financial, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. By Geotech, now part of the Driggs Design Group. And by Justice Painting. And now, Candidate Forum 2024 on KVOE, live and local.
Welcome to Candidate Forum on KVUE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, and KVUE.com here today. Our focus this morning is the Lyon County Commission 2nd District race between Republican incumbent Doug Peck and Democrat challenger Ron McCoy, and both of them are joining us here in studio today. Ron, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Just fine.
Good.
Glad to be here.
Glad to have you in. Doug, good morning. How are you today?
I am great. Thank you for having me. Thank the audience for tuning in this morning.
Absolutely. And we also want to thank them here a little bit later on for questions, if there are so inclined here to do so. We will be opening things up to questions about the bottom of the hour. Typically, it's around 10:25, 10:28 to about 10:35. In the morning when we do that. The format's going to be pretty much the same as it's been here for years here on our candidate forum, which basically means there will be an opening and closing question slash statement, and then we'll start going through the list of items that we've presented here to our candidates from KVUE News. If there are questions that we get to the midway point of our forum here today that listeners start chiming in on, that are on the list that we haven't addressed, then those will be removed a little bit later on. Obviously, here the moderator does have an opportunity to ask follow-up questions if the questions do arise. But that's going to be our format. That's the way we've done candidate forums here for a number of years. So with that in mind, we will get started here today. And Doug, we'll start with you. Again, the Republican incumbent here for 2nd District. Question comes up here is why you're running for office, and the experience and qualifications you have that would make you effective as, say, if you're reelected to 2nd District Commissioner.
The reason I'm running for office, I've been in this office almost 4 years. I enjoy what I do. I enjoy working with the public. It's been a challenge. I've accepted that challenge, and I think I've done very well with the challenge. I've spent the last 4 years working on a budget. Sometimes the budget's friendly, like this year, where we were able to reduce the mill levy. Some years not so much, like last year. The mill levy went up about 4.5 points. That was a tough year for everybody in business, every individual. The prices went up, gas went up, everything went up. Insurance for us went up 20%, which is difficult to cover. I also not only have worked on the county budget, but I was a member of the Board of Governors for the Kansas Peace Officers Association. I was president of that association and its 3,000 members, and had a budget that I had to work on there, and it had to stay within the confines of the funds available. And sometimes that wasn't easy either, but we made it work. Again, I think my experience will make me an effective commissioner for the next 4 years. I've got projects that I want to see to finish, bridges to build, a lot of work to be done.
Doug, thank you. Appreciate it. Ron, let's ask you, why are you running for office and the experience and qualifications that you would bring to the table if you're elected?
Sure. Thank you very much. Actually, I would start by saying, you know, I'm basically a lifelong resident of Emporia. I went all through school here after I graduated from ESU. I moved away for 10 years, spent that time in healthcare administration. Almost 8 years of that as a hospital CEO. And quite frankly, that's the number one reason that I decided to run this year, is that I believe that the county commission, the board at the hospital, are not in touch with what's going on at the hospital. The fact that Cotton O'Neill is threatening to take half of our medical staff and go off and build their own clinic, which will take about $10 million in revenue out of our hospital. And according to everybody at the hospital, that will be, if not a death blow to the hospital, certainly a crushing blow. The other reason I feel this way is that at a point in time when there was some discussion early on between Cotton O'Neill and the hospital, County Commission didn't participate, and in fact, they allowed the City Council, which has no part in the governance of our hospital, to require that they have a member there in the negotiating process with Stormont Vail and Cotton O'Neill. Why the County Commission is ignoring their responsibility and pawning that off to the city is beyond me. But we're at a serious point here where we're in jeopardy, if not of losing our hospital, of certainly having a situation where the county could be faced with millions of dollars of tax subsidy to keep the hospital open. And that's at the heart of the deal. The rest of this is I have 40 years of management experience, managing staffs, managing budgets, generating revenue, doing sales, all those kinds of things. So I think that level of professional administration, honestly, is something we need at the county.
Okay. What I want to do, guys, is the question about Newman Regional Health is actually near the end of our list. But since, Ron, you've brought it up, I'm going to move it up now. So it makes the most sense here for me to go ahead and move that up the list here. And I want to ask you what the county's role should be, because you'd be the first to answer the question that arises. So what role should the county have taken, and what role should the county take now?
The county commission, the Newman Regional Hospital, is a county-owned institution. It is the county commission's responsibility to provide the leadership and the guidance in this deal. The county commission should have been involved in the discussions. I understand this whole thing blew up when Cotton O'Neill requested more space in the clinic, and the hospital administrator basically said no. And I'm sorry, I like Mr. Peck, but the simple fact is the county commission and the county and the hospital board have both deferred 100% of their responsibility for setting strategic policy. All the administrator is supposed to do is provide operational guidance within the county's vision and within the county's guidance. The county commission has absolutely abdicated their responsibility and just tried to wash their hands of this deal. And the fact remains, this is going to be a brutal, brutal process. Because you can't take half of the team going on a completely separate direction. And what the county should have done was the county commission should have been involved, and they should have sat down and tried to formulate a plan with Cotton O'Neill to get to a long-term solution here. And instead, they've just said, nope, not going to do it, not going to work with you, and go do what you want. We don't care.
Doug, you've been on the commission here for a term, and you've seen this, you know, behind the scenes for the last year plus. Is what Ron said accurate, and how do you see this either hindsight changes or what's ahead, what should be taking place right now from the county's perspective?
I don't think that's 100% accurate. We appoint the Board of Trustees for the hospital. The Board of Trustees are very intelligent people. They advise the administration on what they'd like to see and the hospital run and how it's run. Stormont Vail did not come to us. They went directly to the city and asked for a variance, code variance. They did not come to the county.
It's not what the hospital administrator said.
Yes, it is. We invited them finally to come talk to us. And we visited with Stormont Vail. Since that visit, I have asked the CEO of the hospital to work out a contract with Stormont Vail to continue the lease agreement. I think that lease is in the process. If not signed by now, it will be shortly. I've also asked the hospital administrator to work on migrating the two computer systems together. That's been a contentious point between the two. We offered to help finance that migration. Come to find out, the company that the hospital has used as a computer IT program said they can do it for free. So we are working, I am working with the hospital, with Stormont Vail, to get these things done. The county and the city have backed off. We're letting these two entities, who have smart people on both ends, negotiate, come to a deal that will make the best health care for everybody in Lyon County. I think they have the ability to do this. If it's not done, I'm sure that we will be in the negotiations at the end to make it work. Stormont Vail can ask the city to annex the property that they have bought. We cannot stop that. That's not our purview. I hope it doesn't come to that. We are in the middle of putting together a zoning requirement for that property. It's not done yet. We hope to get it done sometime in the future, near future. If it comes to it, we will have that property zoned, I think, the way it needs to be zoned. So, yes, we are involved, heavily involved, whether Mr. McCoy thinks so or not.
Well, what I would say about that is allowing your CEO to sign a one-year extension, all that does is give Stormont Vail the time they need to complete their clinic. They jumped the gun and threatened to pull out of the hospital and said there's nothing you can do about it. That was right out of the staff meeting where they had that conversation. And giving them a one-year extension allows them to tie up the space in the clinic, in our clinic, prevents us from recruiting doctors or bringing anybody in, gives them the time to finish what they're starting. Why didn't anybody press for a longer extension, a 3-year or a 5-year, and then say, okay, during this process, we're going to look for a global solution that helps everybody?
All right, I'm going to jump in here real quickly, okay, because the city commission, if everything is in front of the city commission here, and the way it's been brought up by city manager Trey Cocking is that really the process has to or there are processes underway at the city level, including the annexation. How does having a one-year extension affect things at the county level if this is going to go before the city and the way it appears is not going to go before the county?
The issue of annexation or zoning or any of that, the county cannot stop Stormont Vail from building a clinic that any more than we could say the county commission is going to say, okay, we're only going to have so many drug stores or we're only going to have so many car dealers. The county commission cannot stop Cotton O'Neill from building this clinic. So that whole notion of, well, we'll prevent that by just not giving them zoning, that doesn't apply. That is absolute wives' tales, okay? The county commission cannot stop them from doing that. The problem is that if you give them a one-year extension, they will have their building complete, and they will walk out, and they will keep our stuff locked up. And, you know, I got to say, I'm sick and tired of hearing from everybody between the hospital board and the county and Ms. Pemple that, oh, this is confidential, this is non-disclosure, we can't discuss what we're talking about. This is a county-run institution that's supported by our county tax dollars, and the county commission is the elected group by the public that's supposed to be managing this, and y'all have just turned your head. You've handed this off to somebody that was not elected to do this, making decisions that are going to have millions and millions of dollars worth of impact on the taxpayers and on our community.
All right. Here in a second, I'm going to take a break. But, Doug, I'm going to give you a chance to respond to that because you mentioned here about what you've been doing and the county's been doing behind the scenes largely. But I'll ask you the same question. If this is going before the city, really, how does a one-year extension change the ballgame here from the county's perspective?
I don't know where this one-year extension came from. The contract hasn't been signed yet. We don't know what the extension is.
Well, you ought to catch up.
I have caught up, Ron. I don't know where you got that number. It's not in front of either one of us.
I got that from a hospital board member and from Kathy Pimple.
Okay. I have not seen the contract.
So either somebody's lying or you guys are not being informed.
I haven't seen the contract. And I don't appreciate being called a liar. Please. That's not what we're here for.
I get that.
That's not what we're here for.
The comment that I heard from a board member when I spoke to them months ago about this was, you know, I was talking to that board member about options or potential options. And what that board member told me was, we've never heard any of those options. Never heard anything like that from the administration. And the administration is supposed to be the one that is advising the hospital board, who in turn is supposed to be advising you guys. And that information is not being passed up the chain. You simply are not being informed of all the options that are on the table.
I think we are. You won't find any three people more supportive of our county hospital than our current county commissioners. 110% behind the hospital. It has to make it to make this county whole.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, guys,
so,
we're going to stop right there. We're going to take our first break here on Canada Forum, and we're going to shift gears to another topic here.
Sure.
Because we've got a lot of other things we've got to get to here this morning. We've got to get our phone callers and listeners into the program as well. And, again, there's a lot besides the hospital, although the hospital is among the most pressing things that are in front of the county commission at this particular point in time. Ron McCoy, the Democrat, Doug Peck, the Republican, joining us for our county commission second district candidate forum. It is now 10:28 on KVUE and KVUE.com this morning. Forums are brought to you today by ESB Financial, Geotech, which is now part of the Driggs Design Group, and Justice Painting.
Does your home or business need a refresh, but you don't know who to call? Just call the folks at Justice Painting. They're the area's full-service painting, epoxy floor, and concrete polishing provider. They offer residential, commercial, and industrial services throughout the entire listing area. With no job too tall or too small, call Jerem for a quote today for your painting and coating needs. Justice Painting, 620-757-2343. That's 620-757-2343.
I'm Candace Bakeman with ESB Financial. We are a proud supporter of today's candidate forum. We believe that being a part of the political process as an educated voter is one of the biggest responsibilities that we take on as citizens of the city of Emporia, the state of Kansas, and this greater country. Voting in this election is vital as we deal with so many important issues. Please take the time to determine the best candidate for you in each and every race. Then get out and exercise your right to vote. The future of our country depends on all of us.
This is Steve Brosmer, land surveyor of the Emporian Flint Hills area, with another edition of Did You Know? Did you know that 2024 marks our 40th year of service to the community? And did you know that I am retiring and that Geotech has become a part of Driggs Design Group? And did you know that the staff, phone number, and location remain unchanged and that we now offer engineering as well as land surveying? So contact Driggs Design Group for the very best in local surveying and engineering in the Emporia and Flint Hills area.
KVOE 1400 AM and 96.9 FM would like to remind you that the Dia de los Muertos Festival will be held in downtown Emporia on Saturday, October 26th. Presented by Hispanics of Today and Tomorrow, come celebrate a unique cultural tradition.
I'm so excited.
KVOE's Candidate Forums. KVOE, live and local.
KVOE News Time is 10:30, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, Emporia, and KVOE.com here today. This is our candidate forum for the Lyon County Commission's 2nd District race. Republican incumbent Doug Peck and Democrat challenger Ron McQuay are our guests. And here shortly, we will open things up to you via the phone and also via the text line. Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line, Bluestem Farm and Ranch text line are the same, 620-342-5863 with your questions or your concerns here today. Our next question on our list involves property tax burdens, and this is one of the things that Doug had mentioned in his opening statement about the property tax burden levies specifically going up last year, down this year. Doug, how can Lyon County lower the property tax burden? Because this seems to be, if you talk with a county resident, this is like a concern of everybody. So what can Lyon County do to reduce the burden?
It's a concern of mine as well as everybody. I pay taxes just like the next person. It's hard to say what the economy is going to do in the next year, 2 years, 3 years, like it did last year. It boomed. We had no choice. You can only cut so much out of the budget, we cut as much as we can. We try to save money when we can. Our departments are encouraged to save money. We do not have a use it or lose it type format for our departments in the county. Save where you can. We have money that we've saved. By doing that, we earn interest off of that. Interest has helped us with the budget this year. We can't predict the valuations on property. We cannot predict that. The county appraiser has a job to do. His job has formulas that he has to follow. I've seen houses in my neighborhood sell in the last month. One of them sold for over asking. One of them sold for just under asking. And I don't know what the third one sold for. But those are all going to come into play next year when the valuations come up. There's a certain formula that the state has that has to be followed. If it's not, we're going to be in trouble. The appraiser will be in trouble. And again, trying to figure out the tax burden, it's a difficult thing to do. Where are we going to be next year as far as the economy?
Ron, what's your thoughts here on how the county can lower the property tax burden?
The most effective way, and I got to say, I'm also a taxpayer, and I also believe that you know, we want to have good services and all that. Okay, but having said that, the single most effective way to lower the tax rate for citizens is to increase the tax base. That has to be done through economic development, and I believe the county has fallen behind there. There are some things that we can do, especially in the outlying communities, to help them develop and generate some additional tax base. You know, today with the cost of construction and things like that, you get three or four new houses built in a community like Americus or Redding or Opie. That's $1 million worth of additional tax base. That's how you offset the burden of ever increasing mill levy.
Speaking of economic development, this is more of a question on the role that Lyon County should take either as a standalone entity or in conjunction with the city of Emporia and or neighboring counties. So, Ron, I'll let you start with this one. The role that Lyon County should take with economic development, and this is a pretty broad question, I understand that, but whether on a standalone basis or with local / neighboring community partners or neighboring county partners, what should the role that Lyon County take?
I think Lyon County has an opportunity. There's what I would consider a pilot project. It's been ongoing down in Opie. It's been very effective. I think that project could be expanded to go across the county. It allows for some abatement of taxes for people that either build new or that renovate properties or those things. So it's an incentive to get people to build or do some of those kinds of things. The other thing that I think the county really should be doing is I think there needs to be some type of county development. You see it in a lot of other smaller communities. what the RDA and the with the industrial parks and those things, that's all great. But those people are recruiting companies that will bring tens of millions of dollars of investment. What I'm looking at is a project that involves 80 or 100 acres that can be geared towards small business, people that need 2 to 5 acres and that need 10,000 square feet of building space. There's really nothing like that available in our county anywhere, and I think that would go a long ways towards helping spur some of this additional development. And that wouldn't have to be just in Emporia. That could be done in Emporia or in Opie or in Redding or in Americus. But I think we need a programs promoted and sponsored by the county geared towards helping smaller business, not just the big mega Tysons of the world. You know, because the smaller business, the really great thing about that is most of them don't require a huge amount of infrastructure. They don't take millions of gallons of water. They don't take three-phase electric. They don't take all these other kinds of things that the big plants and big companies do.
How about you, Doug? How do you see your Lyon County's, I guess, role from here forward with economic development, whether by itself or with the city or with neighboring counties?
That subject has been brought up many times. We've looked at standalone Lyon County economic development. I'm a member of the RDA, as well as Molly Priest, our county councilor. She's also a member of the RDA. The city has hired a company to look at economic development for Lyon County as a whole. They've made recommendations. So far, it hasn't been determined how these recommendations are going to be implemented. They've talked about combining Main Street, Enterprises, RDA, Chamber under one umbrella, which will encompass the whole county. If we take it on by ourselves, it's going to cost tax dollars. And again, here we come back to the tax burden on the property owners in Lyon County. Do we want to join hands in hands with the city on this project, or do we want to spend tax dollars doing it by ourselves? I think it's better money spent in a joint effort to make economic development in all of Lyon County, whether it's a two-person or 200-person business. They all will work here.
Really quickly, Ron, the Vision First economic study, which was released here about a month ago, and that kind of the adjustment in the economic development structure, the organizational structure, in your view, is that a good thing? Is this something that needs further study, or is this an approach that should be maybe cast aside?
I believe that the county has responsibility, and as a business person, we always look at when we decide if we're going to buy new equipment or something like that, is there a return on it? I had the personal experience 4 years ago. We tried to approach the RDA about getting space in the current industrial park on the west side of town, and was told, we don't have any room for you. You're not big enough. Well, we now have 20,000 square feet of facility and employ 35 people here in this community. So, you know, there's got to be room for that type of small business rather than the mega business. And the other answer to your question is, I think the county needs to stop passing the baton and relying exclusively on the city to do everything. We're the county. We represent everybody, not just the city of Emporia. And like I said, sometimes I understand the city may have more people or more resources, but it's also one of those, we're responsible for what happens in the county, and the city really isn't. They get benefit from it if our county grows and develops and has more people and all of that, but our responsibility as elected officials is to look out for everything in the county, not just one segment.
I'm going to take our break here in a second, but I want to ask Doug here about outlying communities. This was not part of our question sheet, but it does kind of tie into what Ron's answer is, specifically when it comes to Lyon County and smaller communities. What is the county doing, I guess, maybe for economic development in our smaller communities, and what do you see as possible options for building economic development in outlying communities?
Again, it's gonna depend on this structure that's been recommended. We may have to go on our own and have our own economic development officer or program. Any growth, whether it's in the city, in the county, helps all the taxpayers, helps everyone. The tax base increases, and that helps everybody. You can't just say it helps one group and not the other. It helps everyone. We do have an area west of town, Industrial Park 4. New road has been built out there. It's blacktopped. It's ready for construction. The only thing we're waiting on at this point in time is for Evergy to be able to put in three-phase electric. That's not on their schedule right now. We wished it was. But any economic development helps everyone in the county, helps lower the tax rate and the tax base. So we can't say, well, the county's only going to look at people in the county. We've got to look at everybody. Everybody lives in this county, whether they're in the city of Emporia, the city of Opie, Allen, Americus, Hartford, Neosho Rapids. They all live in this county, and we have to take care of everyone. And that's the reason I'm on the RDA board. That's the reason we're looking at possible restructure. It's not a done deal at this point in time. RDA has a search committee looking for a new president to help guide and strengthen economic development in Lyon County.
Let's take our second break here on the KVOE Candidate Forum. Doug Peck, the Republican incumbent, Ron McQuay, the Democrat challenger, joining us. And here's where we open things up here to you on the phones and also on the text line, 620-342-5863. It's 10:43. More questions here for our guests coming up. Candidate Forum today brought to you by Geotech, which is now part of the Driggs Design Group, by ESB Financial, and by Justice Painting.
This is Steve Brosmer, land surveyor of the Emporian Flint Hills area, with another edition of Did You Know? Did you know that 2024 marks our 40th year of service to the community? And did you know that I am retiring and that Geotech has become a part of Driggs Design Group? And did you know that the staff, phone number, and location remain unchanged and that we now offer engineering as well as land surveying? So contact Driggs Design Group for the very best in local surveying and engineering in the Emporia and Flint Hills area.
I'm Candace Wakeman with ESB Financial. We are a proud supporter of today's candidate forum. We believe that being a part of the political process as an educated voter is one of the biggest responsibilities that we take on as citizens of the city of Emporia, the state of Kansas, and this greater country. Voting in this election is vital as we deal with so many important issues. Please take the time to determine the best candidate for you in each and every race. Then get out and exercise your right to vote. The future of our country depends on all of us.
Does your home or business need a refresh, but you don't know who to call? Just call the folks at Justice Painting. They're the area's full-service painting, epoxy floor, and concrete polishing provider. They offer residential, commercial, and industrial services throughout the entire listing area. With no job too tall or too small, call Jerem for a quote today for your painting and coating needs. Justice Painting, 620-757-2343. That's 620-757-2343.
Join Ron Thomas and Chuck Samples Monday through Friday at 7:15 for the Newsmaker segment. A different guest and topic daily on KVOE 1400 AM and 96.9 FM. Live and local.
KVOE's Candidate Forums. KVOE, live and local.
KVOE Candidate Forum continuing now at 10:45 as we continue our preview and actually really overview of the Lyon County Commission's second district issues. Ron McQuay and Doug Peck joining us here in studio here today. And again, your questions and text questions, whether they're text or by phone, they are welcome right now through the duration of the program, 620-342-5863 for those questions and concerns that you may have. One of the things that's been really a question mark here for Lyon County government Department for a number of years is financial support of higher education, Emporia State University, Flint Hills Technical College. And I'll start with Doug on this question here. Is the basic one, should Lyon County continue that longstanding financial support of ESU and the Tech College, or should there be some adjustments to that?
When I came into office almost four years ago, there was basically an MOU between the county commission and Emporia State University. That MOU was for $250,000 a year for 5 years. That MOU expired since I've been in office. And for the last 2 years, we have not continued that MOU. We did not have anything in the budget last year for Emporia State or anything this year, 25 budget for Emporia State. They have a lot of funding through the Board of Regents, the state of Kansas. I wholly believe in Emporia State University and their role that they play in Lyon County. Without them, we wouldn't be where we're at. We cannot lose our university. On the other hand, we've got Flint Hills Tech College, and we have supported them last year and this year, 25, I should say, budget, for expanding some of their programs, which they are doing a magnificent job. Dr. Karen Doherty has really done a great job since she came on board expanding programs. We have outreach programs for welding and auto mechanics. The dental hygiene, the nursing, these programs are just going, what should I say, marvelous, expanding all they can. They've run out of room. I think that's a place that we need to help. Their rate of employment is exceptional. They just started a new program for DOT driver's license for truck drivers. That is a growing job. Everyone they graduate probably has a job waiting when they're done. They'd like to expand some of that with new equipment. We'd like to be able to help them as much as we can. There's only so much we can do. I wish we could do more.
Ron, what's your thoughts here? Should the county, I guess maybe in the case of Emporia State, restart its financial support, and should it continue the support at the level that it has for Flint Hills Technical College?
What I would say about that, first of all, I would say the MOU that Doug refers to is Memorandum of Understanding. That's just an agreement between the university and the county. Yes, I think that the county should help or participate, but I see this in a little different format. I don't think we should be funding general fund type things at the university. If the county is going to give support to the university, my position would be that money be given to county residents, young people that want to go to school to help with scholarship or something of that nature. Yes, I think the state can fund the general operation of the university just fine. What I'm talking about is if we're going to put money into the university, we should put money into the university that helps our residents and our own economic development, because that's a powerful tool when you're talking to a company, when you say, look, if you bring your company here or advance your company here, between the scholarship options that the university already has and a little bit of funding from the county, we could literally tell people, hey, look, your child can come to school here and go to the university here for a quarter of the tuition that somebody else would have to pay, because the university will already do up to half in scholarship. So, yes, I do believe that we should support not only ESU, but we should also support the Tech College, but we should do it in the form of scholarship directly to students and do that with priority to students who either live in this county or whose parents live and work in this county.
Let me jump in here for a second, because I haven't covered the county commission for a while.
Sure.
But if memory serves me correctly, that was at least the initial part of that MOU. And again, I could be wrong on this because I don't remember a lot of it. But I know scholarships was at least part of the MOU, if not the whole thing.
It was. Sure. It was.
So if the question then comes up here, Doug, is should the county, instead of maybe going towards, like as Ron mentioned, operations, should the county maybe revisit and then maybe try another run at scholarships for Emporia State University? Or has that time come and gone with the increased infusion in state dollars over the last 2 years specifically?
I would love to revisit that. I've been in contact with folks at the university, meetings a couple weeks ago. We've got some more set up here in a couple more weeks. They want to come visit. It comes down to funding again. Mm-hmm. What tax dollars, who do you want us to take money away from to give to Emporia State? Who do we go after and take their funding away? Again, we're looking at a budget. What can the taxpayers afford? I'd love to have the unlimited funds to do what you want to do. I'd love that. We can't do it. We have limited funds. The county owes nobody. We pay no interest, no bonds. The other entities in Emporia, like the city and the school district, they can't say that. We can. We don't owe anybody. We don't want to owe. We don't want to pay interest. So there's only a certain amount to go around. We try to take care of the best that we can do with the funds that we have.
All right, I'm going to jump in here. I'm going to get a question in from the text line, then we're going to take our final break. And this will be actually a question that, Ron, you're going to start us off on here. And it's why the county doesn't work with the state on road cost reduction. Now, this is clearly you're not on the county commission, and so this is going to be kind of you spitballing on this particular question to a degree. But like when the state is doing road projects, they stop at the county line, and in a short period of time, according to our texter, the county comes in and then does the county road. So question, I guess, really is how the county can start working with the state on maybe some road cost reductions at this particular point in time.
Well, my understanding of that whole process is in previous administrations in Topeka, the KDOT budget got robbed all the time. You know, so the state's dealing with the same problem we are as far as funding to do all of the projects. I'm going to say at this point, one of the things that I've seen that impressed me as much as anything was the county actually resurfaced the Americus Road with county people. And I thought that was a great deal. Any time that we can do things ourselves instead of hiring outside consultants, that's a positive thing. And I'm going to regress for just a minute. This is the reason I don't like the notion RDA under the previous administration that was there, 2/3 of all the tax money that was collected went to pay the director's salary and the secretary's salary. That's not what I call economic development. So it's one of those. I think we need to concentrate more on this kind of deal where we're doing things ourselves and not looking outside to keep hiring consultants or outside vendors or people like that. Everything we can do for ourselves is a good thing, and it reduces the cost. That's the best answer I can give you as far as trying to maintain our own roads. We have, what, over 1,000 miles of road in this
1,200.
County? It's immense. So that's a massive undertaking for the county. So my answer is do the best we can to do all we can ourselves and hire as few outside contractors as possible.
Doug, what's your thoughts on that? Because obviously there's, you know, like cost share projects that don't get as much attention at the county level as they do at the city. But how is that relationship underway now, and what could be possibly changed on that?
And we've got a couple projects, cost share projects going. You mentioned Americus Road. We did that ourselves. Mm-hmm. We're going to widen the shoulders. That is a cost share program with the state. We've already widened the culverts, extended those out. It's going to start soon. I can't tell you the exact date it's going to start, but the funding will be there from the state to widen those shoulders on Americus Road, make it more safe for our county citizens.
That's wonderful.
We also have another cost share program going on with the Rocky Ford Bridge. state's going to pick up, I think, 80%. We're going to pay 20%. We have to pay the engineering cost, and we have to buy the land to straighten that road out and come out. And it's going to take some field away from one of the farmers, or maybe two. Safety, again, the old bridge has served its time. It's it keeps the farmers from going back and forth across the river. They have to go out and around. With a new bridge going in, it'll save time and trouble for all the folks out in that end of the county. Again, it's a cost share program. It will cost taxpayer dollars, but we'll share that cost with the state of Kansas. We've had to put off a couple projects that were cost share. I should say bidding the cost share program. We have to bid programs that we want. Whether the state picks those up or not is up to them. Because of funding, we didn't have the funding to do the project, so there was no use putting in for it until we have the funds that we can put into that area. After we get the Rocky Ford Bridge replaced, maybe we can start bidding some of these area projects with the state. Hopefully it'll be an 80-20 split and let them pay 80% and we'll pay 20%. Again, it's all the budget. You got to look at the budget, what's available, what money's available, how do you spend it the best way.
Let's take our final break here on the KVOE Candidate Forum. We do have one more question, so we're going to loop a little bit over 11 o'clock. And then we'll close things out here on our candidate forum. Doug Peck, Ron McCoy joining us here as we continue our candidate forum and we wrap things up here in the next few minutes. Candidate forum today brought to you by Justice Painting, by ESB Financial, and by Geotech, now part of the Driggs Design Group.
I'm Candace Wakeman with ESB Financial. We are a proud supporter of today's candidate forum. We believe that being a part of the political process as an educated voter is one of the biggest responsibilities that we take on as citizens of the city of Emporia, the state of Kansas, and this greater country. Voting in this election is vital as we deal with so many important issues. Please take the time to determine the best candidate for you in each and every race. Then get out and exercise your right to vote. The future of our country depends on all of us.
This is Steve Brosmer, land surveyor of the Emporia and Flint Hills area, with another edition of Did You Know? Did you know that 2024 marks our 40th year of service to the community? And did you know that I am retiring and that Geotech has become a part of Driggs Design Group? And did you know that the staff, phone number, and location remain unchanged and that we now offer engineering as well as land surveying? So contact Driggs Design Group for the very best in local surveying and engineering in the Emporia and Flint Hills area.
Does your home or business need a refresh, but you don't know who to call? Just call the folks at Justice Painting. They're the area's full-service painting, epoxy floor, and concrete polishing provider. They offer residential, commercial, and industrial services throughout the entire listing area. With no job too tall or too small, call Jerem for a quote today for your painting and coating needs. Justice Painting, 620-757-2343. That's 620-757-2343.
We want you to feel good. Tune in for Feel Good Friday.
Making you feel good.
Friday after the local news during the 7 a.m. and 5 p.m. hours on KVOE 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, live and local.
KVOE's Candidate Forums. KVOE, live and local.
1059 on KVOE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, Emporia, KVOE.com. This is our final segment of the Lyon County Commission 2nd District Candidate Forum, and we have one more question from us, and then we're going to close things out here today. And it deals with, guess what, more budgetary matters. Obviously, the Lyon County budget, as you hear every time we start rolling election, budgetary cycle stories, May to around August, early September. The budget for Lyon County funds the official county departments, and there's also money that goes to different allocation agencies, which are not officially part of county government, but they do wind up getting funding from a number of sources, Lyon County included. Ron will get a chance to start us off here with this. Should the county revisit its approach or maybe continue that approach with different funding levels for those allocation agencies that currently get funding?
Well, I think the issue there is that, one, the county and the county government wants to do as much as they can to serve the needs of the county. But each individual agency, whether it's a school or an individual agency or the Red Cross or whatever it is, what we're finding these days is that all of those agencies, as every taxing entity is being besieged for requests for additional funds, those agencies at some point have to look out and evaluate their own operating budgets and their own sourcing of funds. So the short answer to that for me would be, yes, I would be agreeable to continuing to look at these outreach funding kind of situations, but I have to say that those departments or those people or those entities making those requests need to be demonstrating that they're also being responsible with their budgets and the funding, and that they are looking at other sources that they might have besides just the county to come in and look for funding, because the county has a plate full, and while we don't want to just slam the door on anybody, you know, we are elected to be fiduciary, you know, be responsible to the budget and to our taxpayers. So I would say yes, I would be willing to continue support for those organizations, but it would be just like everything else, where every year everybody that makes a request to the county commission for funding needs to be able to justify that funding. Whether it's the Road and Bridge Group or the county clerk's office or whatever it is, we all need to be responsible for managing our own budget and our own department responsibly.
Doug, what's your thoughts on that? Based off of what you've seen, should the county revisit its approach or keep the approach with different funding levels for those allocation agencies?
I think we need to keep the funding that we're doing right now. We don't always allocate the funds that are asked for. We look at who they are, what their funding level request is, and what we can do, what the budget will allow. I can go through a list of agencies like CareArc, Corner House, Emporia Main Street, Emporia and Lyon County Public Libraries, Emporia and Lyon County Senior Centers, Hetlinger Development, Lyon County Extension, Lyon County Free Fair, Lyon County History Center, Lyon County Soil Conservation District, SOS, Kansas Legal Services, Mental Health Center of East Central Kansas, North Central Flint Hills Area on Aging. There's just so many agencies that come before us that want funding. Senior centers. I was in Allen a couple weeks ago for a pie and soup feed. I should say soup feed and pie auction. And all of these ladies that were there thanked me for the funds that allow them to keep their center open. I think it's important to their communities, very important. It's a place together that people can gather and do have meetings, whatever. We need to keep these senior centers open. There's just so many things. Libraries, they need to have places where kids can go in the summer, read books. They put on programs for the kids, for the adults. These are important programs to the people that live out in the county. I don't know where I would start on this list. Who am I going to cut? Where do I cut? Who's not important? Who is important? I don't want to have to make a critical decision that says you're not important enough for us to help fund your program.
Let's go to our closing comments here, and then we'll wrap things up and get ready for, at least from our perspective, the Senate 17th District Candidate Forum, which will be coming up Thursday, 10:06 in the morning, and then also next week our 3rd District County Commission Forum, which will be this upcoming Tuesday. Closing comments, basic question, why should voters choose you? Doug, you get to start us off.
I would hope they would choose me for the 4 years that I've been in there, the job that I have done. People come first. Taxpayers come first. Our employers come first. Employees, I should say, come first. Our infrastructure. Those are the three main things that I think about every day. We always worry about the budget. Every meeting we have is concerns money that's in the budget. Employees. If you lose an employee, you lose money because it takes money to rehire, train, and get them back up to the level that the previous employee was. So we try to take care of our employees. I think I've done a good job with that. I would hope people would vote for me on November 5th. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for letting me be here.
Doug, thank you. Really appreciate it. Ron, why should voters choose you?
I think the simple answer there for me is, like I said, I am a lifelong resident of this county. I've gone to school here. I've been a part of this. I've grown and developed several businesses here. We employ a lot of people in this community. And I think that's really the key for me. I have nothing bad to say about my opponent or about the council members. I think they are good people. I think I bring a professional management and some specific experience in healthcare administration to the table at a time when both of those are really needed. And that would be really the point that I would make to people. We want to make sure that we're moving forward and that things are going in the direction they want. And the one thing that concerns me is, although our currently our county doesn't have any in debt, our county is obligated for about a remaining $15 million bond issue on the hospital. And if that hospital doesn't function like it should, the county's going to be the one picking up the tab for that bond. And that concerns me because that can have a really harsh impact on the county budget. So thank you, and thank you for the time, and thank you for the opportunity.
All right. Ron McCoy, Democrat challenger. Doug Peck, Republican incumbent, Lyon County Commission, 2nd District. Thank you again, guys, for showing up here today, giving us your views on the different issues at play, and best of luck to both of you here for the general election November 5th.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Guys, thank you. Again, our next candidate forum is Thursday, 10:06. We'll have Republican Mike Argerbright, Democrat Lillian Lingenfelter for the Kansas Senate 17th District race. We wrap up our projects here for candidate forums next Tuesday, 10:06 in the morning. Lyon County Commission 3rd District race, Republican Chris Bartell, Democrat Bill Neidstedt. It's 11:08 on KVUE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, Emporia, KVUE.com. All the information you need, live and local.
KVOE's Candidate Forum 2024 has been brought to you by Justice Painting, by ESB Financial, member FDIC, an equal housing lender offering great travel experiences with their Spirited 50 Travel Club, and by Geotech, now part of the Dregs Design Group. Candidate Forum 2024 on KVOE, AM 1400 and 96.9 FM, live and local.